what I want for all of us to remember is when opportunities come and when doors open for us, it's important that we walk through them with the belief and the trust that on the other side, we will find resources and we will find solutions and we will figure it out. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Purple Stars podcast. I'm Sara, your host, and I'm excited to be back with another solo episode. And if you're wondering what today's topic is, I want to let you know you guys picked it. A few weeks back, we did a poll on Instagram and we asked you whether you would like me to talk about health, success, spirituality, or love. And my team and I, we were so surprised how clear and how obvious the win was, because 80% of you, yes, 80, voted for love. And as surprised as I was, as much as I also would have hoped for it, that we narrowed the love topic down into different little topics. Because I was then sitting there with my team thinking, okay, what are we going to talk about? Because love is a topic like an ocean. It is really, really, really big. But then I thought I'm going to talk and share the journey with our new puppy, Felix. He brings so much joy into our lives and we've had him for 4 weeks. And what I also really want to share, he has reminded me of so many great lessons when it comes to love. So many. And these reminders and these lessons are universal. Whether it is for self-love, love for your partner, love for your kids, for your friends, for your animals, love for something that you do, and love for the gifts you want to bring into the world. And since we've had him, now that today I'm recording, we've had him for 4 weeks. So I want to share 4 lessons and reminders that he has shared with us. Number one, so we got him from a shelter, and the week before we adopted him, I was following that foundation on Instagram, and I was stalking, when I mean stalking, really stalking their stories, and looked at every single dog. And the week prior we picked up Felix, I saw that dog and in the story, and I thought, man, such a cute dog. I felt this really strong pull, so I drove all the way out there. It was a Saturday, and when I arrived, the lady shared and said, oh, are you aware that Lucky, that was the name of the dog, has medical issues? The dog got, you know, attacked by a shotgun, or with a shotgun, 3 times, and needs a wheelchair. And I was sitting there for a long time, also talking to my husband on the phone, but we came to the conclusion that unfortunately we don't have the time space that this dog really needs and also deserves. So I drove back all the way, and I was really sad because I thought, wow, I don't understand. I really felt this pull to get this dog. And a few days later, we got Felix. And a lesson that's in that for me is sometimes things don't work out for us because life is still holding that space and creating the space for what is meant to be next. And I want to repeat that in maybe different words. Sometimes it's a no to something because it's a yes to something else. And in that moment, we sometimes don't understand why it is a no. But I think if we trust that things happen for a reason and that life is our friend and that along the way, things will turn out well for us. It eventually will be that case. And looking back now, I'm just so grateful that I was following, you know, that story and that with this dog, it didn't work out because we love Felix so, 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 so much. And that's lesson number one. Lesson number two. The 24 hours before we picked him up and when we knew we were going to pick him up, we had no dog bed, no food, no dog insurance, no leash, nothing. So I would say we were very far away from calling ourselves, we are ready. But what I want for all of us to remember is when opportunities come and when doors open for us, it's important that we walk through them with the belief and the trust that on the other side, we will find resources and we will find solutions and we will figure it out. And I know it's a small example that we had to get everything ready at home for him. But it also came with a lot of other things, you know, like finding out how to potty train and how to crate train, which food are we going to pick for him? Because I've never had a dog in the US, so I was also not yet that aware and informed about what's out there. And same with insurances and all sorts of things. But I do think when life presents us a door and opens it for us, we gotta walk through it and really believe that we will figure it out. So that's lesson number two. And I think it can turn into a mantra. Every opportunity in life comes with solutions. And I kept telling myself, Felix comes with solutions. He comes with solutions and we'll figure it out, whatever it is. Because in the end, what matters the most when we get a new family member is love. It is love. And everything else is figure outable. And lesson number three is, if we want to experience great love, whether it's for human, for ourselves, for an animal, for something we do like as a project or writing a book, we gotta be all in. And we can't expect if we put in, you know, like $10, if I am like talking now in currency, that we suddenly get back a million. Unfortunately, that's just not how it works. We gotta put in everything we have in order to experience that great love. And sometimes that might come with changes. You know, when you get a new puppy and when you, or any new family member, it requires an adjustment and change of lifestyle, of like activities, of work hours. But you gotta be all in if you wanna experience that big love. And I think the reward is very, very, very big if we're willing and if we have the courage to take the leap of faith and to be all in and to open our heart. And lesson number four is, we can learn so much inside connections. And what I mean by that is, you know, we can do all this self-help and grow a lot, but there is a whole other level of what we can learn about ourselves if we are in company. And when we are with animals, they mirror a lot. They mirror so much. And whether it's fears or certain patterns and habits, and they mirror us and they are teachers of truth. And it was very interesting for me. The first few days we had Felix, I was so scared. I was scared to do something wrong. I was scared to lose him. And it really brought back when my grandmother passed of cancer. And it brought back so many memories subconsciously And I'm very, very grateful it did, because it helped me to heal on a deeper level. But I think we also got to be very present with what we are feeling in order to learn those lessons. So yeah, these are the four love lessons by Felix. Number one, sometimes things don't work out for us because life is holding space for what is meant to be next there. Number two, every opportunity comes with solutions. Number three, we gotta be all in if we want to experience the great love. And number four, where was number four? Oh gosh, where was that? Oh, number four, we can learn so much from our conversations when we really are all in. So I hope those universe love lessons inspire you to open your heart, to spread your wings, to connect with animals and people, to love yourself more, to love others more, to choose love over fear. And please head over to Instagram and share your love lessons with us, because we really want to know. And thank you so much for being part of the Purple Stars family. We've been growing so, so, so much, and it makes us very proud, and we're so grateful for every single one of you to be part of our family and our journey. And we see you next Wednesday.